The federal government is facing a tougher negotiation than it expected over its plan to drug test welfare recipients, with Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie saying she'll only support the government if it funds more drug rehabilitation and mental health services. Speaking on the ABC's 7:30, the Prime Minister said he's puzzled by the widespread opposition to his plan.
We're trying to work out if this can work, and I'm really puzzled by the level of opposition to the government trying to tackle a problem of drug addiction for people who aren't in work and helping them get over it with referral to proper services and funding those services in those trial areas. And if that works, well, that gives us the opportunity to take that out more broadly. That seems like a good plan to me.
Well, many medical and welfare providers are critics of the Prime Minister's plan. St Vincent's Health is one of them and is also one of Australia's major providers of drug and alcohol rehabilitation services. Its CEO is Toby Hall. Toby Hall, welcome to The World Today.
Thank you.
The Prime Minister says he's puzzled by the opposition to his plans to drug test welfare recipients. He says he simply wants to help people get off drugs and into work and is trialling a new way of doing that. Now, you're a critic of the plan. Can you explain to the Prime Minister and to other Australians who may be equally puzzled why you don't support this?
There's no reason for anyone to be puzzled. The first thing is there is no evidence anywhere globally which shows that this form of drug testing has ever helped anyone get into a job. The second thing that Australians should be puzzled about is that there are around 500,000 Australians a year who are trying to get into drug and alcohol treatment programs who actually can't access them. And at the moment, a commitment for an additional $3 million funding is going to do nothing to help that group of people. That's what I would be puzzled about. Lastly, I think the issue of taking people who have got an addiction already and further stigmatising them is not going to help them in any way whatsoever. In fact, the current system, as I would hope the Prime Minister would know, already allows Centrelink to identify people who are struggling with drug issues and to put them on a referral pathway for drug treatment. So no need to be puzzled. There's no evidence, no access to services, and we should focus on let's get the majority of Australians who are suffering from drug and alcohol access to rehab before we worry about stigmatising a small group who probably wouldn't access services even if they were provided.
Being stigmatised is unpleasant, but if this trial were to help people get off drugs, isn't that a price worth paying?
I would absolutely say if the trial was to help, I think that that would be logical. But my process would be to say, are we not better using evidence-based treatment models, which says those who access rehab and drug services need to be ready to get off drugs?
You say that more money is required. Scott Morrison says he's allocating $10 million to boost the treatment services available as part of these trials. Surely you'd support that?
Look, the situation today is there are so many people who want to access rehab services that can't. Broken Hill's a really good example where actually there are no rehabilitation services. The nearest rehabilitation service is over 12 hours away. We actually put together at St Vincent's a program for the federal government 18 months ago at the request of the then Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to deliver services into regional areas. That's still sitting in the Prime Minister's office. And ironically, it's also about a $10 million service, which would do far more benefit to the community than putting in place a program which stigmatises people. Every medical group that has looked at this has said it will fail because the evidence is there. It's already been done and it's failed. Let's look at places like Broken Hill. Let's look at places like Dubbo where they don't have access to services. Put funding there. Help the people who've got really significant issues. And the ICE inquiry in New South Wales has shown that quite dramatically. Let's put funding where it can work.
Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie is saying she won't support the government's drug testing plans unless it invests in drug rehabilitation and mental health services. How much more money is needed?
We actually did a very detailed study last year on this, looking at what is the lack of access today in Australia to services. And there's two fundamental issues. Firstly, is the urban issue within our city areas. And then secondly, there's an almost total lack of access in a range of regional areas. The total cost of putting in a comprehensive rehabilitation and drug service for drug users and people with an alcohol problem, we estimate it is about $1.2 billion to deliver the service effectively. Again, the government's been given information on how to deliver those services, and we're saying, let's focus on that and help get people off drugs now rather than looking at a program which is unevidenced. It's probably not going to help anyone at all, and if anything, is going to have negative impacts for some of those people. All this information has been given to the government. They've got it within their hands. We're saying, look at it, respond to it, and actually get in place programs which will work.
So do you think that the Prime Minister is genuinely trying to help deal with what is obviously a serious problem for many Australians?
Look, I think the Prime Minister absolutely has got his heart in the right place. It's just, I think, it's misdirected. The government should stand back and say, if we really want to help people, let's fund these services that can make a difference. Let's help people who are desperately crying now for our help, rather than worry about a small group of people who we're probably not going to help anyway. There's plenty of people saying to the Prime Minister, I want to access the drug service. Can you please fund it? He should put his heart with those people rather than those who are maybe going to be penalised by a system which is not going to make much difference to them.
Toby Hall, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Eleanor.
That's Toby Hall, the CEO of St Vincent's Health.